SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Labour Ministry to roll out a campaign to shut down fake job agencies. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Ever seen or heard of employment opportunities that sounded too good to be true? How about opening the papers and spotting a job offer that didn't look quite right? The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will embark on a public awareness campaign to help protect Jamaicans from fake job offers and sensitise them about some of the real opportunities for work that exist. Portfolio Minister Shaheeni Robinson, who recently made the announcement, said last year the ministry was able to shut down some illegitimate businesses, and this year the drive is on to put a stop to even more shady operations.
The ministry is reminding members of the public to make contact with the employment agency unit when in doubt about a job offer or about the status of an agency.
She lauded the efforts of the 83 licensed employment agencies that have secured more than 9,000 positions for persons on the work and study program, as well as the hospitality program in the United States. Minister Robinson added that the ministry's employment agency unit will be ready to investigate any agency deemed suspicious based on customer reports.
Arising from our strict monitoring, the ministry was able to identify 23 illegal operators during the last fiscal year. The ministry continues to review the Employment Agencies Regulation Act to take account of the many unscrupulous practices to fleece members of the public. The scope of the legislation will be widened to include measures to address the various methods being used, such as the internet, to attract and lure job seekers into fraudulent schemes.
For further details about the campaign or to find out more about the employment opportunities, call the ministry at 922-95004 or visit mlss.gov.jm. Demands on education are growing. The move towards a knowledge-based society means we must reassess the delivery of education to better face the challenges of the 21st century learner. That's why the government has been introducing initiatives such as the Tablets in Schools program to give our children the best possible education. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn about the plans for your country.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Time now for our child protection tip. The theme for this year's Child Month is Take Action, Break the Chain of Abuse Against Children. And the JIS encourages you to speak out against abuse. By speaking up, you are helping to save not just one, but several potential victims of abuse. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.